handle the truth. Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 4th day of December. Our prepper tip of the day is to have you encourage you, I should say. I want to encourage you, all of you, to learn to use a map and compass, cross-country navigation. These are fundamental skills that every adult, even teenager in this country, should have. GPS is wonderful. I love my GPS unit on one hand. On the other, do you really want to depend your life on something that uses a battery? Seriously, do you? That's not wise. Learn to use a map and compass. It could be a matter of life and death. That's your prepper tip of the day. We continue our discussion with Jimmy Jinsling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. This is Firearms Monday. We talk about anything and everything to do with guns, the gun culture, firearms laws, and so forth. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, and at the first hour, we gave our firearms tip of the day. And always, John and I stress practice, 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 but practice with your spouse's gun. Have your spouse practice with your gun. We've discussed if you have children in your home or young adults that shoot and have their own handguns or their own rifles or whatever. Practice with theirs and have them practice with yours. The reason for this, ladies and gentlemen, is if when the time is that you're really dependent on that handgun or the rifle, today we're primarily talking handguns, and you have a catastrophic failure, and by catastrophic, I'm not talking about blowing up, ladies and gentlemen. I mean something that happens that the firing pin breaks or the firing pin springs. Or the hammer spring breaks, or something that renders your handgun inoperable or unsafe, that you have to retire it, or say you shoot a 45, the wife shoots a 9mm, and you run out of reserve. You don't have any more ammunition. By knowing how to use their firearm, then that raises your ability to survive or to defend. And as John and I were discussing in the first hour, when you practice with it, never adjust their sights. And if the way they're done is, and the reason for this, ladies and gentlemen, is not the sights always. If you're using your, let's say the guys are using the wife's gun, and at 20 yards or 20 feet, they're consistently hitting 6 inches high and 6 inches to the left, because of the way the gun is made, the way you're holding it, the size of it, if it's a subcompact or a compact, you're going to hold it different and it's going to shoot different. Rather than adjust their sights, adjust your technique to aim 6 inches low and 6 inches to the right so that you will be on target. And that way, ladies and gentlemen, if there is a situation to where your handgun fails or you're not able to get to it and you're using your spouse's or your children's handgun, you feel it, you know the difference, your mind makes the corrections in sight picture, and the world is good. So that's the firearms tip of the day. We talked about the National Reciprocity Bill in the first hour, the Fix NICS, the Fix NICS Bill, first hour. This time, John, I'd like to get into something that's a little bit more at home, we might say. Ladies and gentlemen, with your handguns, particularly this hour, the ammunition that you use to train with and the ammunition that you use for self-defense or home defense, you can use anything to train with, ladies and gentlemen. The most inexpensive ammunition, especially if you're going through a class where you're going to burn up 50, 100, 200 rounds, buy the inexpensive stuff, because mainly what you're learning in classes, unless it is a precision shooting class, you're learning technique. You're not learning accuracy. You're not learning precision. You're learning technique. How to handle the gun, how to sight it in, how to make adjustments, how to correct for different ways of holding the handgun or whatever. The last training that you should do of the day should be with the same ammunition that you're going to use for home defense or self-protection, concealed carry. Ladies and gentlemen, pistols have a very low velocity. On the average, 9mm and down are going to be barely 1,000 feet or right at 1,000 feet per second, more commonly 800 to 900 feet per second. That is very slow. If you have a solid cast bullet, it's going to want to punch through. It's not going to want to upset. I refer to upsetting. Other people refer to muzzling. Your hollow point ammunition at low velocity, 90% of the time, will not upset. It won't mushroom because it doesn't have the power and the velocity to start moving that lead around. Now, there are some specialty ammunitions out there that are made, and they'll be labeled home defense or another that you might see is CQB, Charlie Quebec Bravo. That stands for Close Quarters Combat. Frangible ammunition is designed that if it hits a person or a wall, it immediately starts to disintegrate. The point that I'm trying to make, ladies and gentlemen, is shoot a few rounds of your home defense into either a box of sand or something where you can recover the bullet, and then recover that bullet and look at it and see. At 10 feet into a box of sand is going to tell you if that bullet is going to upset, if it's going to mushroom. And I'm afraid you will be very surprised to find out that if you ran that exact bullet through a sizing die just to make it round again, most of the time you could shoot it again, put it loaded in a new case with new powder and primer, and shoot that same bullet again because it did not deform. So this time of year, if you're looking at stocking stuffers or a gift for a friend or family that is going to be ammunition, don't just buy them something. Sit down and talk to them first and find out what they prefer. And if they haven't looked into defensive weapon ammunition, go out and go shopping with them. Go to the gun shop and talk to the proprietor there, see what they recommend. But if you really want to know what kind of bullets will do the most damage, that will upset and actually do as advertised, talk to either a police or sheriff's deputy. And if by chance that you can talk to the coroner, the people that do the examinations on the bodies and everything after they've deceased, they can tell you right away exactly what bullets, because they have to recover them for whatever legal deals they're working on. So home defense weapons, we all carry them, we all keep them, we all use them. But the most important thing in a home defense situation is the ammunition. You want it to be able to do the job and not over-penetrate, over-perform, you might say, but still do exactly what it's intended. Comments, John?
Well, I agree. I agree.
So I know you deal a lot with the different ammunitions.
People, some of what goes on with ammunition and bullets, projectiles, is based on reality. Others is marketing. I'll go back to my favorite caliber, the 45 ACP. Having a hollow point 45 ACP is basically a marketing strategy, because when you've got 230 grains of lead coming at you at about the speed of sound, you don't need to have a hollow point. But there's marketing, there's consumer demand, and based on marketing consumer demand, the manufacturers go ahead and make the 45 ACP and a hollow point, which in my opinion is completely unnecessary, but it's a marketing strategy, and they do it because of that. Your response?
You're absolutely correct. That's why I was recommending that you 10 feet, fire several rounds into a box of sand and recover them. And look at the picture in the advertisement of this beautifully mushroomed bullet and compare it to the one that you just dug out of the sand at 10 feet, and they're going to look different. And if you read the fine print that's on some of the advertising, they will say, bullet pictured is not an exact representation of this particular handgun round, or the bullet in the picture was fired through a rifle instead of a pistol. Different things. They will not, they'll do everything in the world to prevent from falsely advertising, but they will mislead. Now, on that same point, John, I have found a bullet that I've been reloading now in all of our handgun calibers, 45 ACP, 38 Super 9mm, 38 Special, 357 Mag, 380. And ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you still got your pad and your pen around. The company is called Lehigh. It's spelled L-E-H-I-G-H. That's Lima, Echo, Hotel, India, Golf, Hotel, Defense. And the bullets they manufacture are solid copper, John, and they are hollow point. They're called controlled chaos. They are manufactured in such a way that upon impact, they immediately open up into, for the best description I've ever used, is flower petals.
Right.
It looks like you're looking at a daisy, because those each of those leaves, the 45 has got three, and some of the other ones have four. But they open up to full diameter, going from 45 to about an inch and a quarter, and they will stop an individual immediately.
Well, Lehigh's, they've been getting great reviews.
If you hit the wall, they will do the same thing.
They've been getting great reviews, and the end of that projectile, the end of that bullet looks like the end of a drill bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because each one of those bullets are machined from a solid bar of copper or bronze. And the 45 ACP, I just love showing that to people, because you've got almost a 3/16 inch hole in the end of that thing. And it's a beveled opening. The slots are cut in it, and then when you look at the bullet outside of the case, just below those slots where they just barely stop is an undercut that's machined into it that allows those pedals just to fold out. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a bad guy in your house and you hit him with one of these, it's not going to be coming out the back. It's going to expend absolutely every bit of that energy in your target. But if you miss your target and it goes through the wall and your daughter's bedroom is on the other side, the moment it hits that drywall, it's going to start opening up, and you'll have a nice little 45 caliber hole on your side of the wall. Your daughter is going to get splattered with debris from the drywall coming apart on the other side, and that bullet's going to be laying on the floor about 7 or 8 feet from the wall.
Right.
And that is just added beauty to the bullet, in my opinion. You cannot over-penetrate with this ammunition, ladies and gentlemen. They do sell the ammunition as loaded ammunition, and I buy it in the just the bullet and reload my own. But they do carry loaded ammunition and just the bullets, ladies and gentlemen. I highly recommend them. It's Lehigh, Lima, Echo, Hotel, India, Golf, Hotel. And they're the nicest thing I've ever seen in home defense, John.
Well, it's certainly, like I say, the Lehigh's ammunition is getting great reviews from very critical sources. And it's certainly something to check out, and I'll be checking out myself as well.
Another point about them that is not widely talked about is that air marshals and airport security love them, because in the event that they are in an aircraft and hijacker, mad bomber, whatever, they hit the bad guy, it's not going to exit the back. But if they miss and hit the seat coming in front, again, it's going to open up and it's just going to kind of be dinking around inside and not punch a hole in the side of that airplane.
Well, that's kind of important when you're 5 miles up going a couple hundred miles an hour in a pressurized metal tube.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing how that little bitty hole becomes very, very big.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, it's something to look into. And again, if you have any questions on anything that we talk about and things that we may not today, you can always email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com. That's Juliet India, Mike India, at Hotel Delta Charlie, November Mike, I keep wanting to say New Mexico, .com. And if that doesn't work, you can always text me or call me at the area code 575-513-2842. And if I don't have the answer for you, ladies and gentlemen, I will endeavor to find it for you. This gun show this weekend, John, there were several individuals that we spent quite a bit of time with discussing different things. Didn't sell a thing to them.
Right.
But I'm confident now that when they do go make a purchase, that if it's from me or from anybody else, they're a little bit more educated.
That's
and
good.
And that is, I find that, you know, enjoyable. And I tell folks, I am going to make $1 million in this business. It might take me 300 years, but I will do it.
Okay.
And if anybody's got any questions, call in. Don't hesitate to call in. 800-313-9443. Correct, John?
That's it. That's it. 800-313-9443. We got a break. Well, we should have been in a break by now. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we've been watching that one that's normally at 15 after has been off today. Well, just because nobody's listening, John, and it's you and I talking over coffee, what are you looking for? What would you like to get this year for Christmas?
Well, let's talk about that when we come back from the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just... Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at the. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 4th of December, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Kind of caught me off guard here, Jimmy. I haven't really thought about too much about what I would like for Christmas related to firearms. I guess I do need to give that some thought. It's one of the things my wife, Dr. Moore, always says. She says, John, you're so difficult to find to pick a gift for, because I don't have any interest in many of the things that many adult American men want, you know, like watching professional sports, for example. I could care less about that.
Amen.
and so forth. So I'm kind of at a loss to give a reply right now, Jimmy. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. It kind of came off the top of my head. It is that time of year, ladies and gentlemen, and just casual conversation can give insight. Maybe they've got something that's wearing out, or they've seen something that is new that they maybe wouldn't buy for themselves, but it would make something for you to get them. And just food for thought. One, during the break there, John, I finally come up and found the page that I was looking for earlier. GOA put a very, very good write-up on those bills that we were talking about the first hour. And the other part of the fix NICS bill that I was trying to remember is that it's been referred to as the traffic ticket gun ban. And the number on it is H.R. 4477. The way they wrote this thing, if you have so many points on your traffic ticket, or on your driver's license, it could prevent you from purchasing a handgun or purchasing any kind of firearm. If you're taking any kind of medication for PTSD, ADHD, Alzheimer's, asthma, bronchitis, or to stop smoking, can prevent you from purchasing a firearm. It's a typical piece of great infringing work by the Democrats.
That'll be smashed. That 4477 will be smashed. There's no chance that would even get close to being passed.
I'm hoping so. But ladies and gentlemen, we can't snooze on this. Again, that number is 202-224-3121. And talk to your congressmen and your senators today, because they're working on getting a resolution worked out with this tax bill that they're working on. And they want to, I don't know if they're going to do it, if it's going to be standalone, but there is talk of attaching it to this bill for passage. So we need to stay on top of these things, ladies and gentlemen. That's how all the bad laws got passed over time, is our inattentiveness. And I count myself in there as much as I do anyone.
Well, believe it or not,
because we relaxed and didn't pay attention and didn't raise our voices loud enough and get others to raise their voices with us. All of these laws and bills and infringements on everything that the government has done for so many years, we've just been asleep at the wheel.
Right. Well, and there's some glaring examples. In the 1930s, the National Firearms Act was passed. National Rifle Association did not oppose it. The 1968 Gun Control Act, the National Rifle Association actually supported the passage of the 1968 Gun Control Act. So there's some very outrageous examples of not doing the right thing in the times past. Of course, that's changed now. The NRA publicly opposes any anti-gun legislation, where behind the scenes they do support anti-gun legislators, believe it or not, and I've seen that personally. But publicly they do oppose anti-gun legislation, which is a good thing. I regard the Gun Owners of America as a far better group when it comes to telling the truth about firearms legislation, don't you?
Oh, yes. And one thing that is very interesting, ladies and gentlemen, if you do support them, which I highly recommend, and you can only send them a few bucks a month, I don't care if it's a dollar a month. These people put it to you. They don't use it for administrative costs. They use it for legal research and break time.
It is break time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 4th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Quick reminder, you might want to check out my section on the right side there. Field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 2018. You got, well, basically 1 year to get ready for whatever scenario you pick out a year from now. There's five scenarios listed. You get to pick one or more. You can pick all five of them if you like, and then begin your preparations. If you haven't, this might be a good way to gain some focus and clarity and give you a date to focus on a year from now. That will pass very quickly, by the way. Also, on our website are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner or a mattress pad, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, where you can get a cup of coffee for 75 cents and get all the refills you want. How about that? Only $285 should be included for the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, it will most likely help. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, we focus on that as well. I take MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. PayPal now takes payments, by the way. So if you live in the United States and you want to use PayPal, you can now spread out that dollar amount over several months. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. We were talking about the legislation and everything. Two very easy to remember websites for you to frequent. One is the JPFO. It's www, of course, jpfo.org. That's the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms website. And you can become a member there and support them. And then the other one, of course, that we were talking about earlier is even, let me get to the right click on it right there. Their webpage is gunowners.com. And that's Gun Owners of America, GOA. And ladies and gentlemen, these organizations spend their money very, very wisely. They use it in these litigations, and they are typically the first ones, Johnny on the spot, when legislation comes through, like in California, that limits people's rights, basically eliminates people's rights, in most cases, and they are filing the lawsuits, they're fighting these things for us, and admit it, John, myself, you, we don't have the time to sit there and spend 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 or 6 months in a courtroom suing somebody for taking away our rights. That's why we have these organizations out there. And Gun Owners of America is awesome, and I agree with John. JPFO does more in a lot of cases. They're a larger organization. They have more assets, you might say. But if you can, sign on with them, or at least send them a donation, because you know it's going to be going to the right place, and it's going to be used wisely, and help keep these people in check. And every year at election time, both organizations have a far better list, in my opinion, John, of candidates and their stands on handgun laws, firearms laws, Second Amendment, and they take, both of these organizations take the time to contact the candidates and to run a questionnaire by them. And if the candidate doesn't respond to the questionnaire or refuses to, that is right there on their website. So both of those, ladies and gentlemen, are very good assets. You can go over to either one today and keep track of what's going on with both of these bills in the House, or excuse me, well, House and Senate right now, both of them. And we've got to stay on top of it, ladies and gentlemen. 650 million people elected Trump to office. That was the largest in your face, reject government vote that I think has ever been made. So if you voted for Trump, I did. I'll tell you right now, I did. And we can't sit on our laurels. We can't hope that everything's going to turn out all right. A lot of congressmen and senators are retiring because they know they are in deep trouble, that they're going to have a lot of opposition running for re-election. They are, quite honestly, they're very, very nervous, and some are scared, and almost all of them are upset that Trump got elected. He's not a member of the club. How did
That's
he
right.
get there?
That's right. Yep. The mass media failed.
He got there, John, because we were tired of government as usual.
And because of the Thank goodness for the Electoral College, because it would have been just a very few people compared to the whole country. If it had not been for the Electoral College, it would have elected this man.
Oh, yes, sir. And, of course, right after the election, what was the first thing that you heard a lot of Dems and liberals saying?
They want to do away with the Electoral College. Democrats, socialists, and communists hate the Electoral College. The purpose of the Electoral College was to prevent us from becoming a democracy. That's what it's supposed to do, and that's what it has done, is prevent the United States of America from becoming a democracy. And liberals hate that, socialists hate it, Democrats hate it, communists hate it, because they know if they have things to a majority vote, they're going to win.
Oh, yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not really familiar with the true meaning of democracy, and every time that I hear someone say that we are a democracy, I correct them immediately. We are a democratic republic, and more republic than democratic. But for all intents and purposes, democracy is mob rule. Perfect example of that, for those of you that have been associated with them, is an HOA, a homeowners association.
That's right. Absolutely.
They will tell you what kind of flowers you can plant in your flower bed, how high they can grow, what color they must be, and if you break any of those, then you'll get fined by the know-it-all group because you didn't follow their rules. Not your rules, but their rules. And
well,
that is a democracy.
It actually gets more nuanced than that. What color shades can be facing the outside? What color trim on your home, or the trim on your doors, trim on your windows, you may or may not have. Whether you may or may not fly a flag, what flag you may fly, when you may fly it, and on and on and on. We got a caller on hold here.
How high your flagpole can be.
Precisely. We got a caller here. We got Ted in Honolulu. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning,
hey,
Ted.
Hey, good morning.
Good talking with you.
Hi, Jimmy. Yes, Jimmy, thank you. Well, it's 5:30 in the morning here, and since you guys got me waking up now at 4 to listen to you, I thought I'd call in.
And, we appreciate it.
I'm enjoying your program, but I wanted to ask you about the M1A. I just purchased a brand new one. Jimmy gave me really good information on breaking it in, but I wanted to comment that on the box of my new Springfield Armory M1A, it says not legal in California. I'm just wondering, what is that about? And maybe y'all could comment, tell me how to lube it. What kind of grease, oil you recommend to use on it? And the break-in procedure, Jimmy had told me.
Okay, Jimmy.
Really good.
Balls in your park, Jimmy. Go for it.
Okay. The reason that the M1A is not legal in California, from what I understand, is it is a true battle rifle. There's never been a civilian version of the M1A made that I am aware of. So every M1A is a true battle rifle, and the wording in California's laws, implements of war, I think is how it is worded, are totally illegal there. Do you know any more about that, John?
No, I think that's sufficient to cover that. Let's get into the break-in and lubricants to use for the M1A.
Okay. Hopefully you've gone through the book and everything and you understand the whole teardown process. First thing I would do is take it all the way down, and including out of the stock. Since it's brand new in the box and everything, they're going to have preservatives and all over that thing, under the barrel, in the stock, everything. So go ahead and take it all the way down to parade rest and clean every single part of the preservative that they pack it in. Now, it used to be it was Cosmoline, And I think today they are still using a variant of that. And Cosmoline is one of the most tenacious preservatives I think God ever created. And it does exactly as intended. A preserved gun in Cosmoline from the factory, you could soak it in the ocean for probably 6 months and pull it out, and the only place that you might find corrosion is where you scratched it with something. Cosmoline or the preservatives are very, very difficult to remove. I tell folks to go ahead and use a common solvent and everything to take the light stuff off, and then get some industrial rubber gloves and a gallon of acetone. Take all of the small parts and put in a metal coffee can and cover them with acetone and put a plate or something on top of, no plastic, it'll dissolve it in a heartbeat, but a plate, I'm talking a ceramic, like dinner plate or something over it, or a piece of metal over it or something, because it will rapidly evaporate, especially down there where you are. It will absorb moist air in a heartbeat. But soak the parts in that and wipe down the barrel channel and everything in the stock with the acetone. Wipe the barrel down inside and out. In fact, it doesn't hurt if you get a... A lot of times I'll see people take the large power drink cans and everything and cut the top out of them and slide the action down inside of them and cover that with acetone. But what you're going to do is, through this process, you're going to strip all of that protectant off of that gun, and the when you get to the barrel itself, what I typically do is take a lead bullet and tap it into the muzzle, and I fill the barrel with acetone. And I'll let it set for 45 minutes to an hour. I'll dump it out, and you'll notice it's discolored, and I'll do it again. And normally two or three applications of that, and then running a patch through there. Make sure you've got a metal jag on your cleaning rod. Acetone, again, will dissolve the nylon ones, some of the nylon ones, I'll put it that way. But scrub the barrel on it real good, dip your copper brush in your acetone, and run it back and forth through the barrel from the receiver end, and then go ahead and finish wiping everything down and cleaning it up with your regular gun solvent. The M1A is unique in its firing system and everything because it was originally designed to use a grease, not a drip oil. Drip oil or liquid oil lubricant was for field expedient lubrication when needed, but for the most part, it was to apply a light coat of grease and wipe it in, let it set for a little bit while you're doing all the other parts, and then wipe off the large amount of grease on it, assemble it, and then once it's fully assembled, wipe it back down. And the only problem, and also when you're cleaning, if they're the mil-spec metal mags, and you take them out of the wrapper and they're real sticky, they have the same Cosmoline or the same protectant on them. They need to be cleaned the same way. And on the magazines, once they're done cleaned, to get to the inside, take the floor plate off, pull the spring follower and everything out, soak them, scrub them. But when you put them back together, put a very, very light coat of grease on the inside of that magazine, and you will never have any problem with that follower cocking or any speed problems or anything. That is typically, if you have an M1A that has feeding problems, rather than tear the gun down and start searching for problems there, clean the magazine. I have found that most of the time to solve the problem. Grit, sand, junk, dirt, gunpowder. Found a couple of loose primers in one time, John. That'll stick them up real good. But if you ever have a failure to feed on an M1, look at the magazine first. And typically you're going to find that that's where your hiccup is. But once that's done, depending on how much you shoot it and everything, just a good clean down from that point on, field strip it, wipe everything down, get the carbon and junk out of it, run your cleaning patches through the barrel, and just a very, very light coat of grease. And that thing should run forever, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what grease do you recommend?
First, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We have a break here. We have our last break, gentlemen. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 4th of December, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Ted, I want to congratulate you on getting the finest battle rifle ever built, in my opinion, the Rifleman's Rifle, the M1A. And you're starting out right, getting advice from Jimmy on the proper break in this rifle. Jimmy, let's finish up your thoughts on that, sir.
All right, sir. The lubricants that I recommend, and it's my own personal preference, and most people I've introduced them to them love them, is Frog Lube. And while we were on the break right there, I went to Hawaii, and over in, I think it's Piali Koni or Kona, the town there, Blue Water Hunter Outdoors is your Frog Lube dealer in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're 170 pounds. That's a different island, but I could order it.
Okay, are you on Honolulu?
Yeah, I'm on Oahu, yes, sir.
Security Equipment Corporation and Dr. Kelly, if you go to froglube.com, one word, and go to the find a dealer map, they've got three of them in Hawaii. Honolulu, Hawaii, Kali Kona, and then one in Mililani. They're going to prevent me from ever going to Hawaii, John. They're going to ban me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Thank you for all your help.
Okay.
And I have an energy cleaner. I just want to say the energy cleaner has revolutionized my life, really, in 2 weeks. It's amazing what it's doing.
Well, Ted, we're really happy for you, and we're glad you got your life back. That's wonderful, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Congratulations.
God
again.
Bless.
Okay. I have a favorite aftermarket stock for the M1A, and that's the Archangel, made by ProMag. It's an adjustable stock. It's mil-spec, and I really like my Archangel stock for my M14 M1A.
One piece of information on that, John. Did you know that the Archangel stock is the only one that is approved to be used by military members in field?
Well, I'm kind of surprised that McMillan didn't make the cut with as good as their stocks are. But Archangel is, I saw one at the NRA convention in St. Louis. It's been 4 or 5 years ago. And I took one, looked at it, and I said to the salesman, I need one of these.
Oh, yeah.
It's at first glance, it's obviously a very well-made piece of equipment and reasonably priced. The retail price is $250. You can find them on sale for $225. It's a great piece of equipment, and I think will help anybody's marksmanship with an M1A M14.
It will. And I was unaware of that until at a gun show several months back. A friend, James, who is a semi-retired Navy SEAL captain, officer, and a couple of young Marines were sitting there talking about it, and James had actually ordered an Archangel in for one of the gentlemen. He was picking it up at the gun show.
All right. Jimmy, we're out of time.
We'll talk
to you
next week, John.
We will. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcast.